Well, first of all, congratulations. How does this feel?
Kind of surreal. Like I said, just a little bit ago, most of my students just found out today because I hadn't told anything to them. And so they were wondering what it was all about and what was going on because my administration had brought me flowers today, as well as our other nominee. And so we were talking about it to kids, and my kids said, "Can we vote for you, Mrs. Booker?" And I said, "Well, no, it's all done." But I said, "You know, I already feel like I'm a winner." I said, "When I walk in here with you guys every day, or you walk into my room, I said, I'm a winner with your smiles on your face and being eager to learn." But I said, "Really? One of my students nominated me. They wrote a letter of recommendation. It was 4 pages long, and I read that letter. And I said, I knew I was a winner then because somebody in my classroom felt that strongly about what I do and how I make a difference in their life and the passion that I have for what I do."
So it sounds like even if you wouldn't have won tonight, you'd feel just as good right
now. I do. Just like I told the kids today, I still feel the same way. I was a winner just knowing I was nominated by a student and how they felt about me and what I do.
And what is, I know it's impossible to just boil it down and you know, a sound bite. What is the best thing about doing what you've done for your career?
Just being with the kids and getting them ready for their future and having some of those kids come back and tell me, "Mrs. Booker, thank you for what you taught me. I've used it in life." And that's what means the most to me, that they learn something in school that makes a difference in their life when they walk outside of our school.
And one of the other nominees actually said sometimes that doesn't happen right away, it could be years and years later. Has that happened to you where maybe 15, 20 years, even longer, then you kind of get some feedback?
Actually, I get feedback already. And I know one of my professors, and I'm not egotistical about that, but one of my professors said that sometimes you know sooner than later, sometimes never at all. But I am very fortunate. I feel like because I have a relationship with my students that they come to me and tell me things, and many of them will come and say, just today, one of my kids, my eighth graders, we learned how to do some hand sewing yesterday. He went home with some thread and fixed his pocket in his coat that had a hole in it and brought it back to me already with a big smile on his face. And it's like, "Mrs. Booker, look what I did." And it made my heart swell because he took what he learned in the classroom yesterday and used it that night at home.